I'm John Mosier, and I love collecting vintage lounge music records. My favorite records are the ones produced from roughly the mid-50s to the mid-60s. Records designed to backdrop your new casual lifestyle in your fabulous new modern home, a home with all the latest conveniences and trimmed out with the most modern trends in art and architecture. Records produced during the atomic era, a time of post-war optimism and technology advances, and our early forays into space, and the beginning of high-fidelity stereophonic sound. My very favorites are often rare and sought-after collectibles that fall loosely into the category of outer space music and space-age pop. These are records that really lean into exploring the dramatic new effects of stereophonic sound through traditional instrumentation, experimentation, and early electronics, all focused on the theme of space. Records with dramatic covers proclaiming the sound of tomorrow today, or from another world, or journey into infinity, with artwork of imagined otherworldly landscapes and rocket ships. In the more pop-oriented world, Juan Garcia Esquivel is arguably the king of this subgenre. Born in Mexico, he combined the influence of classical composers, big band orchestras, and jazz standards with Latin music, combining orchestra, piano, marimbas, and an otherworldly, playful approach to modern music. Then there are the records that are a little more experimental and might add additional instrumentation from early electronic instruments like the Moog synthesizer and the theremin, and lots of reverb. This is bandleader Sid Bass from a record called From Another World. And these particular records you're hearing in the background from the duo Ferrante and Teicher, as well as orchestra leader Russ Garcia, lean even harder into the space theme and are designed to really transport the listener on an auditory journey into space and on to other worlds through music. That one was called Man from Mars from Ferrante and Teicher's record called Soundproof. And this one is from Russ Garcia from a record called Fantastica. This is Water Creature of Astra. A lot of these space-themed records start with a countdown and a blast-off.
10 seconds till firing time. Mark. Fiver. Four. Three. Two. One.
And now, we're in space. In case you've never been there, this is what it sounds like, apparently. And some, like this record called America's Conquest of Space, commemorate actual rocket launch broadcasts. And maybe, while they're at it, try to sell a car or two.
You're on the Monitor Beacon with Mr. Fred Adams, Director of Marketing, Automotive, American Motors Corporation.
It gives us great pleasure to present you with your copy of the Distinguished Limited Edition. This recording, commemorating America's historical breakthrough into orbital spaceflight, is destined to become a collector's item. We believe that you will soon think of it as one of your most treasured personal possessions.
Not exactly sure about that, but I'm glad I have it in my collection. There also exist a handful of records in this world that are designed to demonstrate the new phenomenon of stereophonic sound. These are records that experiment with left and right channel separation in a dramatic way to showcase this amazing new listening experience. Let's let the Guitars Unlimited Plus 7 demonstrate. You get left channel and right channel. Whoever mixed this record must have had a lot of fun in the studio. One of my all-time favorites is a record called Sounds in Space, a highly collectible RCA stereophonic demonstration experience that was narrated by the great Ken Nordine and came out in 1958. Now, this came with a new RCA phonograph player. It was never for regular retail sale. Music came from excerpts from the RCA Stereophonic Library, interspersed with sound effects, and of course, Ken Nordine's narration.
Countdown. 10 seconds to firing.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The age of space is here. And now, RCA Victor brings you Sound in Space, stereophonic sound. What you are now hearing is conventional high-fidelity sound. But wait, there's something new and better. It's the miracle of stereophonic sound by RCA Victor. You'll hear the difference. First, conventional hi-fi, then in a moment, stereo.
Thank you.
Just imagine yourself in 1958, buying a brand new RCA stereophonic console hi-fi set, opening it up, that record's inside, and you use it to demonstrate to all your friends the amazing new world of stereophonic sound. I hope you enjoyed this latest trip down the more unusual sections of my record collection. I'm John Mosier. And that next time you're hunting around the estate sale or thrift shop and you see a dusty old record with an otherworldly landscape, outer space, or a rocket ship on it, you'll pick it up and take a trip. Check out my other features exploring my collection of instructional records and the fascinating world of vintage production library music. They're all on our website at wdet.org/modmusic. And now, I've got a blast off. For WDET, I'm John Mosier.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you.